Hello, Nicola. How are you doing? Hi. So let me just set this up for you. I think that's on. See if that's on.
With all the kids today.
Yes, I know.
They all want to say hello.
Oh, do they? Okay. Well, they're very welcome to come in. But can you hold the mic up to your mouth and say hello yourself?
I always do this.
Great.
Hello.
Great. Hello. Great. Okay. Good.
Come on, Lucy.
So, kids, do you want to come in and say hi?
Oh, they've suddenly gone really shy.
Okay. Well. You can come in and say hi at the end of the interview because that's what Waiheke Radio is about, giving
nice.
People the opportunity. Yes,
nice.
Good. And so, Nicola, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. So I'm noticing a very big Waiheke Walking Festival badge on you. So I just have to ask you how you managed to get that. I didn't even know they made badges that big. I mean, honestly, this thing is bigger than my hand. Well, the power
it's
of my hand.
It's one of the ambassador's badges.
Oh.
So I'm doing the Madame Rouge walk today.
Oh, are you? I didn't realise.
Yeah. Be quite exciting.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, excellent. And what is the Madame Rouge walk?
So we're going to start at Miro Vineyards at 1 o'clock, and then we're going to go, I think we're going to go through Obsidian to Stony Ridge and then back round to Miro.
Right. Okay, lovely. Good. And what happens? Do you get to drink along the way? Does everyone have like a
no.
flask?
No.
Oh, rats. Okay.
It's walking and drinks at the end, I think.
Okay. Is that sort of false advertising then?
Yeah. Well, that's why I chose the Madame Rouge walk, to do a bit of the wine tasting, but unfortunately... No.
Right.
It's ginger
okay.
beer.
Lovely.
Ginger
okay.
beer and carrot cake and
oh, okay. Where does
Heidi
that...
High.
Oh, okay. Lovely. Good. So it's about a 2-hour walk starting at Miro. You might be more comfortable with your headphones on because
okay.
then you can hear yourself a bit better. Great. Good.
And I don't know if I want to hear myself on the radio. I prefer not
okay.
hearing my voice.
Right. Good. So... right, do you know anything about the other walks? Because we haven't actually got anyone here from the Walking Festival, so it'd be quite good to get a little bit of a plug on it.
I actually don't, but I've got a piece of paper in the car, and after a song, we'll tune bring it out and I'll go through all the walks.
Okay, that would be really
I
nice.
I know that they've got one
interested.
Next week that's not booked, but a lot are booked.
Are already fully booked?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
And do you know if they're booked with locals or people from off island?
I think
or?
Quite a few people off island. I think it's been quite advertised really well. Jeanette has done an amazing job. Absolutely an amazing job. They won the Outdoor Pursuits Award trophy
okay.
in Wellington. So
right.
that's going to hopefully promote the Walking Festival. And it's just a nice touch for the island. It's, you know, it's going to bring more and more people to the island. Walking's a nice activity. It's going to show people places in the island that they wouldn't normally see.
Mm.
And, yeah, it's just another way of bringing, I suppose, more money into our community, more people into our community, more people seeing what Waiheke has to offer other than, I suppose, vineyards and vineyards.
Right.
Wine, except for I'm doing the wine
although,
walk.
Although that's quite interesting because you are doing the wine walk.
Yeah.
But I think it's great because it seems to be that the walks are also, you know, there seem to be more walks this time or some quite clever little things. I mean, I think it's quite
bigger.
Interesting, the Matea walk.
It's bigger. It's bigger. It's better. Hopefully next year we'll get some bigger corporate sponsors, which I'd like to help Jeunesse with. Maybe look at some of the banks or some of the big insurers and just make it a New Zealand festival for the island.
Right. Okay, good. And so you're an ambassador, so you lead the walk?
No, I'm at the back.
Oh, you're at the back.
I think Barnett
okay.
Bond's at the front because
oh,
he walks
okay.
really fast, and I'm at the back with the first aid kit. And I'm taking everyone from the ferry on a bus to Miro
right.
in about an hour's time. So.
I see. Mm. Okay. And so do you point out certain, I mean, aside from saying, you know, you can have a glass of wine at the end of this, do you point out certain highlights along the way?
I won't be pointing out anything, but there are people stationed along all the walks with just interesting facts about the landscape, about flora, fauna, things like that. So there will be stops along the way. I know that some of the vineyard managers are going to be at Obsidian and they're going to do a talk, and then ginger beer at Wild and Waiheke, and then Stony Ridge, we're going to go around the bowling sort of field and then probably have a talk there.
Oh, lovely.
So, no, it's really good. Really, really good. And lots of volunteers. I think there was something like 100 volunteers.
Mm. Well, that sounds... it sounds quite sort of a safe way of walking. I mean, in the sense that there's lots of people along the way and, you know, because I think some people, especially if they're a bit older, might,
yeah.
you know, like
and
a bit of security around walking.
And that's why there's lots of ambassadors, because some people will want to race up and do the walk quickly, and others will want to amble. So that's why there has to be about 5 or 6 of us on each walk.
Right. Mm. Okay. Lovely. Good. Oh, sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's
really
great.
Okay. And you might have this leaflet in the car, which you might be able to bring out a bit later. Mm. Now, we didn't really talk about what you were going to talk about. Did you want to talk a bit about mortgages or something?
I just talk, really.
Oh, okay. Wanted to be on radio, yeah, didn't you? Didn't have anything to say at all.
Except for this morning, I felt a little bit, you know, when you're tired and stuff, and I was thinking, oh, do I want to go on a Saturday morning, as you do, but I quite enjoy it. I quite enjoy being on the radio. I quite enjoy talking once
Lovely.
I get into it, once I warm up.
Great. Yeah. So, of course, the secret to all of this is actually having something to say. So,
mortgages. We are going to talk about
something?
Mortgages.
Yeah, okay, go on then.
I have been breaking mortgages for quite a while on the island, and there's specific things that I've started seeing with clients. A lot of our island is self-employed. The majority of people that I see that come into my office are self-employed, and being self-employed on the island, you just rack down your expenses and rack down your, I suppose you don't pay as much tax, and then at the end of the day there's issues on getting mortgages. I think I just wanted to make people aware of it each year, just if you're planning on buying a house or planning on upgrading, just perhaps not do that.
Okay.
Or fully bring down your income. Another thing that people aren't aware of is pre-approvals. A lot of people will go out, they'll put an offer on a house, and they don't know whether they've got the mortgage yet. So these, you know, I suppose in a sense it's a little bit of a waste of time for the real estate guys. It brings up people's hopes that they've sold the house and they don't know if they've got finance. You can get finance. It's open for 6 months. So the minute you've had pre-approval, that is open, and then you can just look for houses for 6 months. You don't have to rush it.
Oh, I see. Okay. So sort of, yes, not going by the house, but going by the mortgage.
Get the pre-approval before you buy the house.
And then provided the house falls within the price range that you're allowed to buy...
Yeah.
That's it.
You can buy it. You don't really have to. I mean, obviously, you'll go back to your broker or go back to your bank and say, I've found a house at this value, and then it goes from there. But it's definitely a clever thing to do.
Okay, lovely. And also, as you say, it'll save a lot of people a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And the banks are really lending at the moment. I mean, rates are the lowest they've been that I've seen in this country. You know, the 1 year fixed with some of the banks are 4.95%.
Wow.
They're all competing. I mean, it's brilliant. I'll have someone come into the office. It's a 20-minute process, one form for all the banks that I go to, and sometimes I'll send the form to two banks just so that I get those rates for a client and get that money put into their account or their Samsung tablet or whatever. And it's doing the best for the client, really, at the end of the day. Doing something
great
that works, and teaching them about paying off the mortgage quickly as well. Some people don't know how to manage it, so I suppose your bank manager or mortgage broker can help you do that on a yearly basis. Where are you at? How much have you paid off? You know, where do you want to be? Keeping you in touch with it.
Yeah. Because it's quite interesting, isn't it, that thing of if you've got a direct debit going out of your account, you tend to forget about it and just go, oh, well, that's just the way things are. And
people will pay the minimum
and it's
not, you know, it's much more prudent to actually not pay the minimum and maybe bring it down to how much you can afford to pay off.
Right.
And you know, I've had clients where they've had 30-year terms offered by a bank and they've realised they can pay more, and we've managed to get it down to a 13-year term.
Right.
So that's 13 years and they'll be mortgage free. I suppose it's just educating people.
And what happens if you dump too much on your mortgage, so you didn't necessarily, and then you want to sort of claw it back? Is that possible, or do you then have to reapply to... You know, because sometimes
people... What do you mean?
Well, I think sometimes people think, oh, you know, I've managed to get another 10 grand or something, so I'm going to drop it on the mortgage. And then they're like, oh, no, I really wish I hadn't done that because I really need the money for something else. And then you get into this thing of, like, it's in the mortgage and it's...
Well, you can, you know... As long as your income's fine, you can just see a broker or your bank and have it increased, or just have a revolving credit, have something like that,
right,
have that facility where you can put money in and take it out. I mean, a lot of like the Sovereign loans, which is ASB, they have that facility where you can, you know, have your wages, everything put into the go home loan, and then take it out when you need it, basically.
Right, I see.
And obviously, because of it, the interest rates, you know, 4.95%, you know, you're shaving off your mortgage while you're having your money put in there.
Oh, interesting. And I had another question for you. I can't remember. Okay. Was there something else on mortgages? It might occur to me afterwards. I know what I wanted to ask you. Yes, revolving credit, in your experience, does that actually work for people? I mean, do people actually... It's just that I know people who have revolving credit and it just keeps on revolving. It doesn't actually...
I think if you have a portion of your mortgage revolving, you could maybe have just 10 grand revolving, 15 grand, not your whole mortgage.
Right.
So you've just got that. And that works with self-employed people. Definitely.
Lovely. So we're back with Nicola, just having a quick thing on the walking festival.
Okay.
So highlights for you, things that you thought were really nice on the programme this year?
Well, today's sort of been fully booked and done. We won't talk about today now, but tomorrow we've got the Matea Theatre Honorer via Church Bay walk, and there's a full story of the history, the views, the birds and the bees. I know.
And is Paul Monan leading that one?
I actually don't know. It doesn't say on here.
Oh, okay, because I think he is. And of course, you know, he's just written a book about Matea Tia.
Oh, really?
And knows that area really well and the historical significance of it. So I think for local people, that would be really interesting.
Okay, yeah. I might do that, actually. Mm. And there was another one that Jeunesse said to talk about, actually. It's the Atafi Fanau, or Fanua. I can't pronounce that.
You're putting me off. It's Atafi Fanua.
That's it, experience. So basically that's next Saturday, the 3rd of November.
Yep.
It starts at 10 a.m. from 10 a.m. and no later than 12 noon. It's 2 hours.
Yeah.
Now the start location's at Matea Tia, and it's an interactive fun walk for everyone. Enjoy a short bush walk with fun stations along the way. So this actually could be really good for the kids. Learn about history and nature, weave flax, search for Maori history, learn about the medicinal and edible plants of the bush, and you might join the historical society making billy tea or watch a historical reenactment.
That
looks really
amazing.
Good, right. Doesn't it? So they all look really fun and interactive, and they're not just about going on a walk with a group of people. They're making it more entertaining. Mm.
And it's quite interesting because when you say that, it sounds a little bit like some of those story festival experiences that Tanya Batt has been encouraging us to take part in year after year.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's carrying through into the walking
Walking, absolutely.
Yeah, that's
lovely.
Yeah,
no, it's going to be very cool. It's going to impress all the visitors, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing if there's another one that would be good for kids and stuff. Let's have a look. Oh, there's a midnight one. This will be good for adults. Almost Midnight Madness. So that's Friday the 2nd of November. When the going gets tough, this is how the tough gets going. Head torches to be worn for this nighttime trek, but can be removed back at the bar.
Oh, right. Lovely.
Excellent.
I think that's with Sarah, isn't it? What day is that?
I think Sarah and Jeremy Zinzan, who is doing the Eco Zip.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And when's that one?
And that is Friday the 2nd. So that's next Friday, 7:30 p.m. Starts at Charlie Farley's. So I suppose you could add some dinner before. It is hard and it is challenging.
Yes.
But then I suppose they're all going to go back to the bar and enjoy themselves, you know, two hours later or 2.5 hours
Sounds
later.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Now, who's this? It's your son.
Yeah, this is Zane.
Yes. Hello, Zane. Do you want to just say hi? You can say hi on here. No. Do you want to talk a bit about school or what the summer?
Do you want to say something? No?
Just
He's just watching.
You're just watching?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Okay.
So I would recommend anyone listening today to go and get one of those Waiheke Walking Festival 2012 booklets that I've got here, and I think Jeunesse has probably put them absolutely everywhere around the island, and that I would go through it and support this festival. I think this festival is going to be an ongoing thing for our island. I think it will bring a lot of people here and mark us on the map.
Mm, lovely.
For outdoor
Good.
Pursuits.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Lovely. Look, I think it's an amazing event. It just sounds wonderful.
Mm.
And it's just, I mean, things that are, you know, promoting the outdoors are great. Mm. What I do sometimes wonder is why we don't promote things like the Esplanade as a cycle route, which would also, as we can see, attract lots of tourists. And apparently that's the only route that we've got that could specifically be dedicated to cyclists and would do so much for the island.
And I think we should go down that road of you know, we've got the EcoZip, we've got Wild on Waiheke, we're doing the walking festival, have more cycleways and be the outdoor eco-friendly pursuit island. Like Rotorua's the, you know, bungee jumps and the, you know, whatever.
Adventure sports, it always strikes me. Whereas, they do all that sort of endurance cycling stuff, don't they?
Yeah, whereas we could just be a little bit different.
Yeah. I agree, and I think that would sort of harmonise quite well with the, you know, the nature of the identity that we have.
Sort of
low impact. And also, you know, our roads can't necessarily support thousands of millions of people coming in cars.
Totally.
Whereas to have something that's cycling or walking that can be a little bit off the beaten track, enjoy the outdoors, and you know, allow us
to open
our
open
spaces.
Are they going to close the Esplanade or open it up?
Okay, well, no, now they're planning to spend money on opening it as a road.
Okay, so I've not been...
Which does seem like such a shame, especially as a couple of years ago they said they were going to close it, or it had been closed, and they were looking at options for reopening it as a cycle track. And a lot of people had done work to do that. And in terms of, is it, I can't remember the term, I think it's Cycleways, National Cycleways or something. It's around opening cycleways around the country and creating routes for people to go on.
Are they going to create
perfect route for cyclists on Waiheke?
I used to do that route.
It's actually a really nice learning area as well for kids, because it's sort of like a road at the moment. But it means that, you know, kids can get a bit of that confidence that they need.
Totally.
Rather than just being on a bigger road that, you know, they're not sure if they're turning
right. So when does it start? When does the development start?
I don't really know, but I know that it's been quite heavily pushed by the local board, and they've got quite a lot of funding for it.
And the reasoning behind it, behind closing it and opening it again, what's the...
Look, I can never remember the ins and outs of it, but when Jo Holmes came on radio, she suggested that the 1.6 million that it would need to reopen the road to traffic would only be provided by... look, I don't know the name of the organisation, but whoever does, is it New Zealand Transport or something? And it would only be provided on the condition that was opened for road use. Since then, that's been challenged, and people have said, well, they're unlikely to open that route because there already is a proper road that goes from Little O up the hill, so they're unlikely to fund a whole other road, so the money may not be coming from there.
Okay.
But also the other argument was, well, if you only opened it for cyclists and walkers, you might not need 1.6 million. That's if you want to open it, you know.
I think it
cars.
Should be open to emergency vehicles as well, actually, just in case something happened on the main roads and they weren't accessible. I think, but for cars, no.
Yeah, and I think that would probably be it. I mean, I'm not sure how much of a great road emergency vehicles need. I don't know. But of course, now the place is deteriorated, and now there's question of rebuilding the seawall. And
so it's quite a
What's difficult is that the cost breakdowns haven't been done properly, so it's really difficult to see what are the costs associated with making it safe for cyclists and walkers and possibly emergency vehicles, and what are the costs for opening it as a two-way road.
Okay.
And that hasn't really been established, I don't think. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong.
So it's 5 years down the line or something, basically, by the time they end
Who
up.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I've got to be careful about times.
Yes.
I've got to drop the kids at the market.
Kids coming for
and
the
then
youth concert. Yeah, yeah. Great.
Get
good.
To the walk.
Hey, listen, thanks so much for coming. Good luck on your walk. And
Thank you.
Yeah, great. Now, is there any chance you can leave that walking festival
guide
here?
I'll leave it here.
Okay,
no, I will. Great. Absolutely.
Lovely. Great. And it's amazing how many people are involved with the walking festival.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It is. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrific.
And some really interesting people are leading the walks, you know, so...
Terrific. Okay, listen, you guys have a lovely, lovely day. And next time, Zane, you'll have to say hello. Do you want to say bye while you're here?
Can I say goodbye?
Just a quick goodbye.
No.
Okay, next time, right? Work your way into it.
Yeah.
Don't want to challenge yourself too much on the first day. Yeah.